Good morning. This is the Thursday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. In the not-so-distant past, it was essential that gardeners and farmers carefully selected and stored the best seeds from their harvests, ensuring they had seed for planting in subsequent years. The knowledge of pollination, harvesting, and storage of seeds was part of survival and was learned within the family and community. The rise of commercially available seed resulted in a trend away from seed saving, as growers simply purchased new seed every year. But today, recognition of the importance of crop genetic diversity is growing and is exemplified by the many local, regional, and national efforts devoted to conserving the heirloom traditional varieties of crops that were once so prevalent. Joining me in the studio this morning are Bell Starr and Bill McDorman of Rocky Mountain Seed Alliance, a nonprofit organization working to connect communities in the Rocky Mountain West with the seeds that sustain them. They will be hosting Seed School in a Day at the Mount Lookout Grange in Mancos this Saturday, August 9th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., where participants will learn the fundamentals needed to successfully pursue seed-related projects with a deeper understanding of the history, art, and science of seeds. Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Belle.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. Thanks for being here. Bill, why is seed saving so important?
No seeds, no beer.
Oh, you can put it that way.
No food.
That's true.
And it's, as you said, as we've become modern people, we've forgotten that link. And it's really exciting for us to travel through the Rocky Mountain West and see how alive and vibrant the local food, the fresh local food movement is, the foodies, the edible magazines that are coming up in each region. It's just fantastic.
Farms.
Cricket.
Well, local crickets.
Farmers markets and CSAs and all of that's, you know, I think evidence of this. And yet we haven't taken that final step to connect it back to the seeds. The fact is most of the seeds that grow the food for this new local food movement even come from outside this region. And there are those that think that that's not wise as we look into an uncertain climate future, that maybe the globalized supply lines won't be as dependable. But I think the real reason that we need to look at it is it just will allow us to have a stronger, more vibrant, more economically viable agriculture and better food. And we've seen this, and we worship places like that all over the world. You go to Tuscany, and you experience food that only they have. And that's because they're still in touch with those varieties of things that only they save and select for their cuisine. And we have that chance here in the Rocky Mountain West to really grow up in our agriculture and supply ourselves with better food and have a more maybe dependable supplies. We look at our future. And so that's really what our seed school is about, is to get people connected back to that seed piece.
Belle, I was going to ask you, what kind of people are you seeing getting involved with seeds and seed saving right now?
We're seeing the gamut. We've been doing seed school now for almost 4 years, and we were hosting it through an organization we were with for 3 years called Native Seed Search, and we took it all over the country. Hosting and partnering with universities and other organizations and places, and we've had a 12-year-old student. We had a woman from Mexico who came with her daughter, Mexico City. They were concerned about what was happening with Monsanto. Monsanto is a great driver for this whole movement, as you can imagine. We had a gentleman from Norway who's 70 years old who was farming in Greece in the summer, and he had concern and was interested in learning how to save seeds. We've had professors from universities. We've had the young, well, who we call the young believers, the young anarchists who are working on seed bombs that I prefer to call seed balls. I mean, you just can't even imagine. There's so much concern out there that we cannot stereotype a typical, you know, whatever a typical seed school student would be. It's just been such a rich experience and necessary, very necessary. One of the things I wanted to mention that we are doing at the Rocky Mountain Seed Alliance, what we hope to do, is to inventory what we have in the Rocky Mountain West. We need to know what we have so that we can steward it, so that we can make sure that we can protect it and conserve it. And we really don't know. Well, I mean, most regions don't know what they have. And so, you know, why is that important? We have a short growing season here. There are things that are adapted that work well. We need to find them. We need to find them. We need to take care of them. One of the other things that we plan to do is to try to inspire communities to create some sort of seed storage facilities or seed banks. And so that'll be part of the protocols that we implement with the Rocky Mountain Seed Alliance. Excuse me, so that we can find out what we have and then put it in a place that's secure and safe so that we have backup copies so we can really instill this sense of food security. You know, that's really the bottom line.
Well, and seeds really have such an amazing tie to culture. When you talk about seeds and you talk about agriculture and you talk about the roots, literally the roots in the ground, but also metaphorically, Bill, can you talk a little bit about that connection to culture that seeds have?
You know, I think the extreme example that I've run into are the Hopi. I asked a gentleman at Hopi what Hopi meant. I was just, you know, it was interviewing for a movie that's coming out called Seed, The Untold Story. And he surprised me with the answer. He said, you know, we don't call ourselves Hopi. Hopi is a philosophy. It's a way of being in the world. And so we call ourselves Hopi people. If we rise up and are good enough, we are Hopi people. It's a way of being. And in order to be Hopi, we need to grow our corn. It totally informs what they are in the world and how they act. And I think on some levels, all the way down in all over the world, and even in modern cultures, who they are is in some ways the stories and the varieties that have come with their seeds. It just anchors them into the earth in a really profound way. I think you're right. And so, yeah, I think one of our seed school students summarized it best at the end of one of our wonderful programs when he said, you know, stories are the way we know to save the seeds. And so that's what we're big on in our seed schools, is trying to rekindle that passion and that connection so that you want to save something. You know, if you don't want to, then we're not going to get back on track and reconnect our own seeds to our own food.
We should also mention, too, that Seed School in a Day is based on a longer program that's 6 days long, which is just Seed School. And we've just found that it's become necessary to try to truncate this 6-day program for busy lives and schedules and into this sort of Seed School on steroids.
As compressed.
We like to, yeah. So that's part of what we're doing with the Rocky Mountain Seed Alliance, is trying to take Seed School in a Day out to various places and find folks who are really interested in this and help support them in whatever way we can, whether it's educationally or perhaps technically with some good support in terms of growing for market, et cetera. And so Seed School touches on all those kinds of things. And we do have another Seed School 6-day program coming up, by the way, in the beginning of November at a Hot Springs farm in Idaho. And all of that information is available at rockymountainseeds.org. That is the website.
Okay. You're listening to KSJD. This is the Thursday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder. My guests this morning are Bell Starr and Bill McDormand of Rocky Mountain Seed Alliance. They'll be hosting, as Bell was just describing, their Seed School in a Day program at the Mount Lookout Grange in Mancos this Saturday, August 9th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. This morning we're talking about seeds and their importance to culture and, of course, to food. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with more. Stay with us. We are back. You're listening to the Thursday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning I'm talking with Bill McDormand and Bell Starr of the Rocky Mountain Seed Alliance. They'll be hosting their Seed School in a Day program at the Mount Lookout Grange this Saturday in Mancos. And Bell, you mentioned something earlier that I'd like to dig into just a little bit more, is this idea of food sovereignty. Can you talk about how seeds are tied to this idea of independence as it relates to food?
Well, going back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago, is that, you know, with the local food movement, there is a lot of activity toward focusing energy on growing locally, on providing things that are adapted locally, Oftentimes, if you check with your farmers at your farmers markets, you'll find that they are purchasing seeds from thousands of miles away. Interestingly and unfortunately, a lot of the organic seeds that are now hitting the market are becoming very niche-oriented. The large agribusiness companies are seeing that there's great advantage to capitalizing on those markets. And so we're seeing more organic hybrids entering into the supply chains, and they're being purchased by people everywhere. So they're not relevant to the local area. They're not adapted. We haven't selected for things like drought tolerance or disease resistance as it relates to this specific area. And so we're missing out on huge opportunities, not to mention taste, which is we think is one of the greatest advantages of selecting seed and selecting crops that really work as you taste the things you're growing. So it's crucial to the whole movement that we start thinking about seeds. And seeds have been, the act of seed saving has really been taken away from us in some ways through these efforts to, put it into a larger context and make it easy for us. You know, I mean, it is. You go out and buy your seeds every year and you don't have to worry about it. Except, again, we're just missing huge opportunities that we have to really anchor the whole seed piece in our local regions. And we feel that it's all about bioregional food security and seed sovereignty.
Well, you know, we've ended up with a handful of companies that own most of the world's seeds. And they do what great corporations do. They try to increase their sales by focusing on those things that sell the most. And so if you live in what I would call a fringe climate, if you get into the Rocky Mountain West, you know, there's nothing being produced for you specifically. Mm-hmm. And so more and more, as our market farmers, you know, try to buy their seeds, favorite varieties disappear as these companies even centralize. Even more, it's like the banks. I think four companies now own over 60% of the world's seeds. Mm. One company owns patents on 90% of the corn being planted. If you go back 100 years, there were over 1,000 varieties of corn in vibrant circulation in the economy in the United States. Each region and valley had its own, and it was adapted to its own tastes, as we talked about culture, as well as its environment. And that's all gone. And so that's what we're trying to knit back together a little bit. And I just want to say, we're not alone in sort of waking up to this idea of food sovereignty and security in our region. In fact, I think we're behind. And that's part of the reason that we helped form the Rocky Mountain Seed Alliance. In South Africa, the peasants in 17 countries have self-organized now and have three seed banks to back up what they see as important to being adapted to each in every region. They have a seed steward in every valley or region now that sort of watches over to make sure nothing else, you know, disappears. And then of each of these three seed banks in the whole southern part of the African continent, they back up each other's. And the idea is that with the new superstorms coming through, civil unrest, it's just a good idea to have your best stuff in a safe place. And that's part of what we're trying to do. And this in Nepal, in fact, they've got this system set up. And the farmers have iPhone apps.
Wow.
You know, to help
it's
them.
It's on our list.
To communicate. So, you know, we're the great technological power. But when it comes to this new idea that maybe we ought to pay attention to where our food comes from a little more, we're actually behind. And so we're hoping to bring and to teach some of these international efforts so that we can get up to speed and actually make the Rocky Mountain West the region in the country that everyone looks toward to having this system, you know, in place, this model.
We're really big on inspiration, in case you couldn't tell. I always like to say, if somebody had told me that I was going to be involved in seed saving several years ago, I would go boring. And it's anything but. And I really want to emphasize that we are huge on inspiration and passion, and we try to frame the whole conversation in a context. So not only are you coming in to learn the technical aspects of seed saving and harvesting and processing and all the things, you know, related to that, but we're also helping again create a context in terms of what is happening globally, who owns our seeds, you know, how do we respond to some of the issues that we're being accosted with every day? This morning we learned that they have now approved Agent Orange seeds. So, in other words, the crops will be Agent Orange resistant because we're using so many herbicides now that the weeds are becoming resistant. So, you know, we don't fight. We're working on creating a parallel reality. So we have spaces left for Saturday, and we do have some partial scholarships. So if you are high on the passion meter, we want to hear from you. My number, I'm happy to give it out, is 928-300-7989, 928-300-7989. You can also register for Seed School in a Day at RockyMountainSeeds.org. And we'll look forward to seeing everybody. We'd like to thank Laughing Wolf Farm. They're going to be providing lunch for us, so right. We want to put a little plug out for them.
Great. Well, Belle and Bill, thank you guys both so much for being here this morning, and it's really inspiring the work that you guys are both doing.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
That's Belle Starr and Bill McDormand of Rocky Mountain Seed Alliance. Again, they'll be hosting Seed School in a Day at the Mount Lookout Grange in Mancos this Saturday, August 9th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You've been listening to the Thursday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder.